Thank you for joining us to learn more about UVB phototherapy for the treatment of psoriasis. With us today is Dr. Stephen R. Feldman, Professor of Dermatology, Pathology, and Public Health Sciences at the Wake Forest University School of Medicine in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Dr. Feldman, what is the benefit of targeted therapy for psoriasis, and what did your study reveal about the clinical efficacy of the UVB excimer laser for the treatment of psoriasis?
Well, phototherapy is a terrific treatment for psoriasis that we've been doing for, not centuries, more like millennia. And the use of targeted phototherapy, I think, is a nice advance. I'm not really sure how phototherapy makes psoriasis better. It seems pretty clear that one of the ways it does it is by an effect on the skin's immune system. And that's one of the reasons I like offering it to patients. Rather than have to turn off their internal immune system, you can just affect the skin and get the psoriasis under control. One of the problems with standard forms of phototherapy that we've been using is that we're exposing both the psoriasis and the surrounding skin. In targeted phototherapy, we just expose the psoriasis plaques to the ultraviolet light. And potentially, this could have several benefits. For one, if you don't expose the normal skin, you're not putting that skin at risk of photoaging and skin cancer. Also, because you're not exposing the normal skin, you can give much bigger doses of light right from the get-go, speeding the clearing. Well, we wanted to look and see what evidence there was from research studies documenting the efficacy of targeted phototherapy in the form of UVB excimer laser with non-targeted broadband UVB, narrowband UVB, and Sorolin plus UVA or PUVA therapy. And we looked for studies in which both the excimer laser and a non-targeted phototherapy was used head-to-head. We found not a lot of data. We found three studies. The studies were all relatively small. One by Bonus had 10 patients, but it was prospective, not randomized. Another had 15 subjects. That one was by Goldinger, and another by Kollner, also with 15 subjects. And the participants in these studies received excimer lasers to some of the plaques, narrowband light to the other side of the body or to other plaques. The studies ran for 4 to 10 weeks or until clearing was seen. They looked at the number of treatments that were given between the excimer laser and the non-targeted phototherapy. They looked at the cumulative dose of UVB. And so typically what was found was that when you're just treating the plaques with the excimer laser, you require far fewer treatments to achieve clearing. It was 8 treatments versus 30 in the Bonus study. The other studies found similar improvements. Patients, whether you measure by PASI or by clearing, the degree of improvement that you could achieve would be similar with either targeted or non-targeted therapy. But the amount of treatment, the number of treatments, certainly less. That's a big issue for patients getting phototherapy. And there was some tendency for there to be fewer joules of light exposed when using the targeted phototherapy. So what does this imply? Well, I think it implies that targeted phototherapy is really good. Now, these studies were done with excimer lasers. You don't necessarily need to use an excimer laser if you want to give targeted phototherapy. And in fact, even when I first started in dermatology 20 years ago, there were people giving targeted phototherapy with quartz lamp bulb devices with appropriate filters, and you could shine them just on the legs to give boost to the legs. You could, if you wanted to, put zinc oxide paste on the surrounding skin and just light up the psoriasis and give big doses of light to the psoriasis. So while the excimer laser is one way of giving targeted phototherapy, I think targeted phototherapy doesn't necessarily have to be given with an excimer laser. One of the issues with the excimer laser and in any form of targeted phototherapy is you can give a lot of light to the plaque without it burning. So you want to give a lot of light, but you can induce burns. Fortunately, those burns are well tolerated. And years ago when I said this at a meeting, one of the dermatologists says, that can't be right. Narrow band burns are not well tolerated. They're very painful. Well, that's true when you're considering non-targeted phototherapy. So when you're giving people narrow band to their whole body and you induce a burn, yes, that's a burn over a large area. It's not well tolerated. But when you burn just a small psoriasis plaque, it's much better tolerated, easier to treat and deal with it. So the narrow band burns that you get in targeted phototherapy are not as bad, again, because of the small extent of area burnt, than it would be with broadband phototherapy. This treatment is appropriate for people with scalp disease as well as, you know, limited areas of involvement. I think over time, the devices that we have available to us will increase in their potency such that it will take less and less time to deliver the treatment. Right now, it may be appropriate and feasible to give targeted phototherapy to relatively small areas, but as the units increase their fluence, then we can do larger and larger surface areas. So I think there's going to be a lot of benefit for the patients in the years to come.
Thank you, Dr. Feldman, for your discussion of excimer laser therapy for localized psoriasis. For more information, access Dr. Feldman's article from the September 2012 issue of Cutis here on Cutis.com.